Country Bob FM.
Right, edition of the Bob Almanac train whistle. It's not a real train whistle, it's a wooden whistle, but it says wooden train whistle.
Does sound like it to me.
It's not powered by steam, but a whole lot of hot air. Let's get into it here today, Friday edition of the Bob Almanac, and it's brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. And I've come up with a new slogan based on the coffee drinker in my house and her critique and her comment on Split Rock Coffee. This, I came up with a new slogan. And again, like you know, Neil, when I come up with something, I don't pass it by anybody.
Right.
I don't ask for permission. I just do it.
Sure.
So I hope they like it. If not, they'll let us know. Split Rock Coffee. It's the coffee that's so smooth and yummy, and it won't sour your tummy.
Boy, that's a peach.
That's
Ring
a winner.
The bell. Yep.
That's a winner.
Yep.
Right then and there. What am I doing on this? I should be writing jingles.
Yes.
Friday, November 20th, 325th day of the year, 40 full days left to go, 1947 in the news.
A nation and a world watch. Once only in 1,100 years of British kingship has there been such a day. An heiress presumptive to the throne marries the man of her choice. The setting is Westminster Abbey. To its west door come members of Europe's royal houses.
The Queen has picked her consort, Neil. That's
yes.
a good gig.
Yes, it
if
is.
If you can get the gig as a consort, you're not officially a king. You can't be the real queen, but you certainly can enjoy the life. Ooh. And they're still going strong.
Yeah, they are.
Phil Mountbatten and Princess Elizabeth. Elizabeth II married on this date in 1947.
Sure.
And I tell you what, England, they love their royal weddings.
Ooh.
I mean, we love them over here, too, for a reason that I still cannot fathom.
No.
I don't really get into it. I don't know if it's a pomp and circumstances. We leave people live vicariously through them. I don't know if it's the hats that the ladies wear. People love watching the hats and how they may or may not blow away. Here's a secret for you. They use these bobby pins. They actually pin them to their head. Some use staples. The cheaper weddings, cheaper hats, they just use staples.
We'll
I don't know if you knew that.
No, I don't.
So that was in 47. 1969, the Nixon administration announced a halt to residential use of the pesticide DDT.
Oh, sure.
So Nixon said we can no longer use DDT, but also in the same address and announcement, he said that Jake the Snake Roberts could still use the DDT finishing move, though. So the DDT was okay for that. Not as a pesticide, but
Jake the Snake! The master of the DDT! He dropped him on his face!
Oh, no.
And handed a steel tear with a DDT!
The stinger just got stung, so that DDT is okay.
Okay.
Pesticide DDT, we're still finding it in spots and places. It's buried and hidden and things like that.
It's nasty stuff.
It is, and that was 1969. 1975.
Our top story tonight.
Our top story tonight.
Bellissimo Francisco Franco is still dead. Good night and have a pleasant
tomorrow. Good night and have a pleasant tomorrow.
Generalissimo Francisco Franco actually died on this date, and without him dying, we wouldn't have had that bit.
Right.
Hey, don't ever say Nixon didn't do anything good. He went to China, and he banned DDT.
Stamp of approval right
so
there.
So Franco had been in power for nearly four decades. What about term limits there, huh?
Yeah, it's probably
1975, the people of Spain said goodbye to Generalissimo Francisco Franco. 1977, Barbara Walters interviewed Egyptian leader Anwar Sadat and Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. And in true Barbara Walters fashion, she asked both of them, if you were a candy bar, what candy bar would you be? Anwar Sadat said Nut Goody.
Okay.
Any idea, guess what maybe Prime Minister Menachem Begin said he was?
Kit Kat.
Whatchamacallit.
Whatchamacallit.
The Vikings seldom stop number 34 short of a 10-yard gain. And this 58-yard burst was but a small part of an NFL record 275 yards rushing by the league's leading runner.
That Vikings defense, vaunted Viking defense, was not vaunted on this date in 1977. Walter Payton, NFL record, 275 yards. And I guarantee on every one of those carries, he carried the ball like a loaf of bread. Because that's what he did.
He did.
And he was high-stepping. I loved Walter. I hated that he played for the Bears.
He was. I know.
He's high-stepping around the corner, kind of hesitates, carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. They always told, and at least three times a game, the announcer would go, now, kids at home, don't carry the football like that. You got to go high and tight.
Right.
But, you know, not for Walter. His hands were huge.
Yeah, he was.
So, 275 yards. And guess what? He had the flu that day.
Yeah. Jeez. The guy was an amazing player.
Now, he wasn't food poisoned like they claim that maybe Michael Jordan was against the Utah Jazz. You heard about that, the Jordan documentary.
Yes.
They were the claims that somebody got to Jordan's food. It was the pizza. They had delivered pizza, and they thought that maybe there had been something in his pizza. But Walter Payton, 275 yards, and that was at Soldier Field on the AstroTurf. Not the natural surface of the Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington. We're going to stick with football here because this happened on this date in 82.
They're still in deep trouble at midfield. They tried to do a couple of... The ball is still loose as they get it to Rogers. They give it back now to the 30. They're down to the 20. Oh, the band is out on the field. He's going to go into the end zone. He's going into the end zone. The Bears have won. Oh, my God!
Please check the play-by-play man's blood pressure. He might be ready to burst a couple of veins
in his forehead.
So that was the Cal and Stanford game, the Stanford marching band. And I can confirm so many times you hear people say there was a tuba player that the ball carrier ran over.
Right.
It was clearly a trombone player.
Trombone.
Clearly
trombone.
All right. This date, 1982.
Was that Joe Capp when he was a
Cal? And then John Elway was a quarterback at Stanford. I think it denied Elway a bowl game or something in his last year with Stanford. So think about that.
That's crazy.
That was this date, that famous play, 1982. 1983, Neil, what can you tell us about the ABC TV movie, The Day After? You remember watching that?
No.
You didn't watch The Day After?
The Day After.
No,
like,
you didn't. Now you're covering up. You're backpedaling.
Oh, I don't remember.
Because half of the country, 100 million practically, watched it. No, you and your good time buddies were out at the pool hall looking for your next batch of hooch. We know.
Yeah.
While the other half of the country, we were worried about thermonuclear war. Was chilling.
Milliseconds take you beyond imagining, beyond tomorrow, and into the day after.
The Day After on ABC. If anything, Neil, they have the full version of The Day After on YouTube. If anything, please tune it in. Maybe not so for the message on thermonuclear war and the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the USA at the time in 1983. Please just watch it just because of the acting performance of Jason Robards.
Oh, he's one of my favorites.
If you're going to watch it for no other reason, watch it. Was this date, The Day After. We watched it. We were in school. We were talking about it. Social studies kind of thing. And 100 million people tuned in on ABC TV.
I was probably at the pool hall.
And then after that, they ran they were trying to boost the ratings of Joni Love Chachi. They aired an episode of Joni Love Chachi after that, and the ratings tanked.
I know I didn't
on
watch
Joni
that.
Loves Chachi. No. So that was in 83 and 84. The 50 billionth McDonald's hamburger was made. 50 billion of those things.
Wow. I had a few.
And this isn't a Big Mac. This isn't a quarter pounder. This is just the regular hamburger, which I have not had in a long time.
It's been a long... They were 10 cents.
And if you ever look at them, the ones, at least when I remember going to McDonald's and ordering them when we were kids, they were very disappointing. You could not see the meat.
No, it was very
It was all bun, and then that's where Wendy's came up with their where's the beef thing.
Right.
Where it's all bun and no beef, where they were putting more beef than the bun.
Right.
But that didn't stop people from buying them. 50 billion, Neil.
I prefer Wendy's to
It was probably the worst hamburger on the market.
It might have been.
Not that it didn't taste bad.
Right.
I don't think there's a hamburger that's ever tasted bad. That is bad. It wasn't appealing, that original old hamburger, and it was probably better looking early in the days of McDonald's. By the 70s and 80s, when I was consuming them,
they had moved heavy to the quarter pounder by then.
And don't you dare take that McDonald's bag with leftover food and ketchup and just put it in the regular garbage and let it sit there for a while, because it will fester and it will smell.
Okay, duly noted.
Don't you know that?
Oh, yes.
You have to know that. You go to a garbage, you leave, I mean, people with these cars and their fast food bags in there, you go in there and it's ripe.
Yeah, yeah.
It is ripe.
I agree.
And we're putting that stuff in our bodies. But I'm not anti-fast food. I will be going to a fast food drive-thru today for lunch.
Mm.
It's my Friday tradition.
Okay. Do we want to know? Do we
no.
want to know which one?
Neither do you want to know, and you're not going to know or find out either.
Right on.
It's kind of a secret. So back in the mid-90s, the Beatles had a secret. They had found an unreleased master tape of John Lennon singing a song called Free as a Bird. They got together with the surviving Beatles. They recorded around that track, and then they released it. In fact, it was debuted, I think, the night before on ABC TV as part of a very special episode of Full House. So in 1995, it was part of the Beatles Anthology Volume 1.
Very nice.
Which a lot of people purchased as well. 1998.
Zarya, the first component of the new International Space Station, was launched atop a Russian Proton rocket from the Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan. During the initial assembly stage of the ISS, Zarya provided the station with propulsion.
It was the birth of the International Space Station. We had to rely on the Russians because we weren't blasting anything off on our side of things. So as you could hear, they were in. And when I think of rockets being blasted into space, escaping the gravity of Earth, Neil, I think of Kazakhstan, don't
sure.
you?
Oh, yeah, it's the home.
Yeah, it's the Cape Canaveral.
No.
Of the former Soviet Union. 1998 is when that happened. 2015.
And that's President Snow.
Good work of the timpani.
He corrupts everyone and everything. He turns the best of us against each other.
It was the epic finale.
Stop killing for him.
The Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. What do you think of Katniss Everdeen, Neil? What did you think? Did you ever see any of the Hunger Games movies?
Yes. I don't know that I saw them start to finish.
You've probably seen them. You've seen them out of order.
Yeah. Oh,
you've
yes.
seen them out of order,
most
probably.
Certainly
so
out
this
of order.
Was Part 2, Mockingjay. It was the finale. It hauled in $101 million
That's
in its
good.
Opening weekend, so people wanted to see it. And this date a year ago, we found out, we knew long, I mean, anybody knew this, that at one point in time, snakes had hind legs. And it was just confirmed on this date for 70 million years that snakes had legs, front and rear legs, in fact.
Ooh.
According to research from La Butera Paleontological Area, Argentina, published Science of Advances, blah, blah, blah. Indiana Jones wouldn't have been able to live with that.
No. I'm not sure I can.
Or would they be less creepy? Would they be least creepy? Would they be lesser creepy?
I'm thinking of them in my mind,
because
and I think
with legs,
they're more creepy.
With legs, they're more like a salamander or
yeah,
something,
they
but then
really
they slither.
Slither yeah.
They wouldn't slither, and slithering.
I don't care for snakes in any way, shape, or form.
Through the woods from grandmother's house at home.
Look what just crawled out from under Plymouth Rock.
She was Roseanne's mother for many years on Roseanne, and she's still with us. She's 93. Estelle Parsons, happy
nice.
Birthday. She was also in the movie Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, wow.
So 93 for her.
I'm going to sing. That's
you're not going to sing. You're going to do what I tell you. If you're going to sing like that, then you don't sing the rest of the show, okay? I'll do a song my way. We like to do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, Mom always liked you best.
He was the one who Mom liked best, Dick Smothers and his brother Tommy. Dick Smothers is 81 today. Of the Smothers
they were great.
Brothers,
really
they were that. Really good.
That was late 60s, I think, right?
As was this, Norman Greenbaum.
So good.
Happy birthday to him. 1969 tune. And he is 78. On our birthday list today, some people call him the president-elect. Some people don't call him the president-elect. We know he's the former vice president. He's Joe Biden. And he's 78.
78.
Look, here's the deal. Nope, lost it. Come back to me.
Kush.
Or is that Jim Carrey as Joe Biden? Did you like Jim Carrey as Joe Biden?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, I thought it was just fine. Jim Carrey's very talented.
Yes, he is.
And he can do a lot of things. Joe Biden is 78.
I live in hotels, tear out the walls. I have accountants who pay for it all. They say I'm crazy.
So I felt that when Joe Walsh left the Eagles, he kind of was able to let himself go. Because he did songs after he left the Eagles that the Eagles weren't really doing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
He had more edge to him. He was edgier.
For sure.
Including this one here, Life's Been Good, which I love the guitar on this, you know. This here. He was a great guitarist and still is.
Still is.
Joe Walsh
one of the best.
Is 73. You gotta know Squidward.
Hello?
Squidward!
Is it time already for you to ruin my day?
Squidward, help me! My house is shrinking! I woke up this morning and I was getting fired!
Yep, it is.
He was SpongeBob's good friend, Squidward, and the guy who did that voice, Roger Bumpus.
Ooh.
Roger Bumpus is 69.
Esta noche paso contigo.
What does that mean?
Tonight I spend with you.
And Dudley Moore just went, well, she's a 10.
Yeah.
Bo Derek, 64.
Lovely.
Sean Young, 61.
What the hell is he doing here?
I came to confess. I was the second gunman on the grassy knoll.
More Jim Carrey.
Spare me the routine, Ventura. I know you're working the snowflake case. May I suggest you yield to the experts on this one? We'll find the porpoise.
And then there's this, of
course.
Hey,
maybe I'll give you a call sometime. Your number's still 911? All righty then.
There you go.
She's
a little more Jim Carrey than Einhorn,
yeah.
Who, of course, was also Ray Finkel,
yes.
As we found out.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Yeah.
Finkel is Einhorn. And she was in Stripes.
She was Stripes. She was one of the MPs.
Yes.
As they broke into the general's house.
Yes.
Sean Young, she was the one that did not get the Aunt Jemima treatment.
Correct.
With the spatula.
Yes.
61 for Sean Young. Our rapper of the day from Cypress Hill is Sendog, 54.
Sendog.
Joel McHale was on that show, Community.
You know what today is? It's the 2-week anniversary of my horrible first impression.
There's a card for that?
Nah, not specifically, but if you think of grandsons as metaphors for friendship, I think you'll agree with this transformer here that it's time for ours to become a man by reading from the Torah.
Look, Jeff, you're harmless.
Joel McHale, 49, and a couple country singers. We know what they sound like. Dierks Bentley, 45, Josh Turner, 43.
Gone, but not forgotten. There's a little bit of a list today. Baseball Hall of Famer Kenesaw Mountain Landis. He got his name from actually a battle in the Civil War that his father was wounded at. Yeah, the Battle of Kenesaw Mountain. And that's where he got his name from, 1866. Do you know about a Hubble space telescope? Edwin Hubble, 1889. He was Commissioner Smegaby or something, I can't remember. Reginald Denny from the Batman movie.
The movie of 66.
In 1966.
Smeldhorn.
Yes.
Smeldhorn.
Yes.
Something like that.
Commander Smeldhorn or whatever. Reginald Denny, 1891. Chester Gould, he gave us Dick Tracy, 1900. Fran Allison was part of Kukula, Fran, and Ollie.
Was she the Fran?
She was the
Kukula, Fran, and
yes,
Ollie?
Yes.
Here we are, back with you again. Yes, by gum.
And yes, by golly.
Kukla friend.
And dear old Ollie.
Here we are again. Here we are again.
You know, it takes a special human with great talents to be able to put up with performing with puppets.
Yes, it does.
I mean, there are many people who could not do that.
No, I'm probably one of them. Kukla, Fran Allison right there, 1907. He was assassinated in 1968.
The tumultuous year of 68.
Robert F. Kennedy, was born on this day. The year was 1925. He was Tom Willis on the Jeffersons' Franklin cover.
Thanks for having us over to your crib. You know how much Helen and I enjoy shaking it up with you and my main man.
Trying to show off a little soul.
Yeah, that sounds Willis. That sounded Willis. Normal. Sure. Yeah. 1928 for Franklin cover. Funny guy. Richard Dawson.
Name an animal with three letters in its name.
Alligator.
Something found in a refrigerator.
Milk.
Try again.
Ice.
A brand of gasoline.
Oh boy.
Ethyl.
Something that comes with a summer storm.
Rain.
That's a sport with an all-star game.
Football.
Football, you've got to give it.
Animal with four letters in its name, and he comes up with alligator.
Yeah.
Oops. Pressure gets to some of those people. That's why those shows are so good.
It sure does. He was the host, of course, right there. But he'll always be Newkirk on Hogan's Heroes to me. Richard Dawson.
What about Match Game?
1930 and Match Game 1932. And yes. And Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the great Dwayne Allman, was born on this day in 1946. And they're all gone as we listen to a little Dwayne.
No, this would be Dr. John.
Oh, Dr. John. Oh, you're right. There you go.
And your staff forgot about Dr. John. 1941, died last year, 2019.
Yes.
Probably why your staff didn't have it.
Somebody should.
Your staff is at least two to three years behind.
Yeah. Right now we're working through 2017.
God, I hope their taxes aren't 2 to 3 years behind because they're coming for you.
So Dwayne Allman was 46, and Dr. John was what year?
41.
41.
Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee, the coffee you can drink all day. Don't forget to ask your grocer for Split Rock Coffee.
Sure.
It's got the lower acidity, it's easier on your tummy, and it's yummy. Visit splitrockcoffee.com to order online. Would you like to start a Bob-a-thon with Clay Walker, Dreaming with My Eyes Wide Open, Joe Nichols, Tequila Makes Your Clothes Fall Off, and Brooks and Dunn, My Next Broken Heart.
Let's do Joe Nichols.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KB.